will all leave this town if you want them to, and they won't come back, ever. The humans stared at him. So did the rats. Will we? Said Darktan.
Will they?
Said the mayor. Yes, said Morris. And now I'm going to tell you a story about the Lucky Town. I don't know its name yet. Let's suppose my clients leave here and move downriver, shall we? There are lots of towns on this river, I'll be bound. And somewhere there's a town that'll say, why, we can do a deal with the rats. And that will be a very lucky town, because then there'll be rules, see?
Not exactly, no, said the mayor.
Well, in this lucky town, right, a lady making, as it might be, a tray of cakes, well, all she'll need to do is shout down the nearest rat hole and say, good morning, rats, there's one cake for you. I'll be much obliged if you didn't touch the rest of them. And the rats will say, right you are, missus, no problem at all. And then,
are you saying we should bribe the rats?
Said the mayor. Cheaper than pipers. Cheaper than rat catchers, said Morris. Anyway, it'll be wages. Wages for what, I hear you cry.
Did I cry that?
Said the mayor. You were going to, said Morris. And I was going to tell you that it'll be wages for vermin control.
What? But rats are ver...
Don't say it, said Darktan. Vermin like cockroaches, said Morris smoothly. I can see you've got a lot of them here.
Can they talk?
Said the mayor. Now he had the slightly hunted expression of anyone who'd been talked at by Morris for any length of time. It said, I'm going where I don't want to go, but I don't know how to get off. No, said Morris, nor can the mice, nor can other rats. Well, vermin will be a thing of the past in that lucky town, because its new rats will be like a police force. Why, the clan will guard your larders. Sorry, I mean the larders in that town. No rat catchers required. Think of the savings. But that'll only be the start. The woodcarvers will be getting richer too in the lucky town.
How?
Said Houtman, the woodcarver, sharply.
Because the rats will be working for them, said Morris. They have to gnaw all the time to wear their teeth down, so they might as well be making cuckoo clocks. And the clockmakers will be doing well too.
Why? Said Hopwick, the clockmaker.
Tiny little paws, very good with little springs and things, said Morris. And then...
Would they just do cuckoo clocks, or could they do other stuff? Said Houtman.
And then there's the whole tourism aspect, said Morris. For example, the rat clock. You know that clock they got in Bjonk, in the town square? Little figures come out every quarter of an hour and bang the bells. Cling, bong, bang, bing, clong, bong. Very popular. You can get postcards and everything. Big attraction. People come a long way just to stand there waiting for it.
So what you're saying, said the clockmaker, is that if the lucky town had a special big clock and rats, people might come to see it.
And stand around waiting for up to a quarter of an hour, said someone.
A perfect time to buy tooth-crafted models of the clock, said the clockmaker, at very reasonable prices.
People began to think about this.
Mugs with rats on,
said a potter.
Hand-gnawed souvenir wooden plates, said Hapman. Cuddly toy rats.
Rats on a stick.
Darktan took a deep breath. Morris said quickly, a good idea made of toffee, naturally. He glanced towards Keith. And I expect the town would want to employ its very own rat piper, even, you know, for ceremonial purposes. Have your picture drawn with the official rat piper and his rat sort of thing.
Any chance of a small theatre? Said a little voice.
Darktan spun round.
Sardines! He said.
Well, Gov, I thought if everyone was getting in on the act, Sardines protested.
Morris, we ought to talk about this, said Dangerous Beans, tugging at the cat's leg.
Excuse me a moment, said Morris, giving the mayor a quick grin. I need to consult with my clients. Of course, he added. I'm talking about the Lucky Town, which won't be this one, because, of course, when my clients move out, some new rats will move in. There are
always more rats. And they won't talk, and they won't have rules, and they'll whittle in the cream, and you'll have to find some new rat catchers, ones you can trust, and you won't have as much money, because everyone will be going to the other town. Just a thought. He marched down.